T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we talk about mental health issues and what's going on, and we're going to take a closer look at what's happening with children, and we are delighted to be joined by Dr. Raymond Pan. He is an MD on faculty at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. He's also a psychiatrist with UPMC Sports Medicine and their concussion program, and he also works with Pittsburgh Mercy as he is part of the program there. Dr. Pan, it is good to have you on KDK. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
How much of a crisis do we have in terms of kids and their mental health right now?
It's been a crisis. I mean, certainly starting with COVID and how that's hit kids disproportionately in terms of being isolated with school at home. But of course, with the standard stressors that adolescents deal with in terms of peers and worrying about their academic achievement, and of course, dealing with parents and adults.
Why has COVID made it worse? Was it simply because of the isolation, or were there underlying issues of fear about the disease or people getting sick and dying? I mean, what exactly? It seems like people have said perfect storm time and again in terms of making things worse. Have you been able, with a little bit of distance between now and when it started, to figure those things out? Has anyone been able to?
I think that there's a lot of theories. Certainly, I think it's all of the above, right? There's people have had loved ones that were impacted by the illness, and some had losses. Certainly, a lot of kids value their activities, and those were suspended, including sports. A school from home has been very difficult, and also, you know, a lot of kids, their parents' routines and the parents' jobs are also impacted.
How we hear so many times, Dr. Pan, about how kids are so resilient, and yet at the same time, we can't just expect that, oh, everything's going to be okay if we leave it alone. How do we know when we need to step in and have some kind of intervention to help them? How do we figure that out?
Well, I think parents know their kids best, and certainly if there's something that is different than how they usually act. So sometimes kids are more irritable. They're fighting with their parents, maybe not wanting to go to school, not finishing homework, withdrawing from the friends, certain activities that they enjoy doing they don't want to do anymore. So those are some clues.
Dr. Pan joining us here. He is a physician here in the Pittsburgh area, but he also spends a lot of time dealing with children and their mental health issues. So, Dr. Pan, help us to understand, where are we in terms of the wait lists, in terms of if kids do need help, if parents do want to get help for their kids? Are those getting better, or is that situation still pretty dire as far as how long it takes to be able to get in?
Well, it's sometimes a challenge to find providers such as therapists and psychiatrists. So it's interesting that child psychiatrists are the physicians with the least supply for the most demand. So, I mean, certainly in Allegheny County, we're blessed with, in the city, having a good number of physicians and therapists. But, of course, you know, with the listening area of KDKA, you know, outside of Pittsburgh, it's more challenging. I think that, you know, within Pittsburgh, I mean, Allegheny County, a good way of trying to access services is through Resolve Crisis. And certainly parents could try to call there. The phone number is 1-888-7-YOU-CAN. The other thing is certainly a lot of pediatric practices have therapists embedded in with their practices. Mm-hmm. And this includes, of course, the children's community pediatrics, but also other pediatric offices do the same. In addition, a lot of schools have, in addition to guidance counselors and social workers in the schools, many of the schools also have school-based services provided by mental health agencies that work with the schools. So these are all resources that parents could try to access.
Have things in your 15 years in Pittsburgh, I mean, have things been like this before, or is this something different than what you and your cohorts have seen?
So the demand for services has skyrocketed. So one of the things I do work out of the emergency room at Western Psychiatric Hospital, and certainly in terms of the number of evaluations and the need for psychiatric beds, that's also increased.
What do we do about it? Is it a matter of simply getting people services wherever we can as quickly as we can? I mean, you can't just all of a sudden say to somebody, okay, now you're a psychiatrist and you've got your residency and you've got your fellowship and now go see. I mean, that takes 9 years to get through that. What can the medical system, what is the medical system doing to help exacerbate it?
So one of the things, as I mentioned, services through like pediatrician offices. So what's new in medicine is, or it's not totally new, but obviously it's increasing, is what they call collaborative care. So working with family practice physicians and pediatricians, having mental health professionals work with those practices to increase access. Certainly there's a number of agencies in the Pittsburgh area that also provide services outside of the major hospital systems. So there are certain things that are being done in the community level.
Doctor, thank you very much for helping us to understand. That number once again is 888-7-YOU-CAN. If you need assistance with your kids and you're not able to get in to see somebody, that's a great place to start to make sure that you've got some help as quickly as possible. But Dr. Pan, thank you for what you do for our kids and for helping us to also know a little bit more about it. We appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good stuff from Dr. Raymond Pan. He's with UPMC. He's on the University of Pittsburgh Medical Faculty at the Pitt School of Medicine and also works at Mercy. Remarkable resource.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.